Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion? Welcome back. It's Monday. Every day that ends in Y is your day, though. You know that. You know that. Thoughts from Dallas. Got back yesterday. Had to rush back, though. Got up at 3:30 a.m. Dallas time. Had to catch the shuttle from the hotel to the airport at 4:10 to make sure I got my flight out of Dallas to Atlanta, Cincinnati, so I could be home by noon to help coach the girls' 14-year-old basketball. 15-year-old girl. Well, it's sophomore in high school. 15-year-old. 15, 16. Anyway, we got back. Lost 37-1. Not a good start for the old lady Tigers, but I'll tell you what. A lot of great lessons learned. I'm sure the girls took away a lot of great lessons from that game. And they'll be back ready to fight next week, so don't count us out. Hey, it was an amazing event, man. Just an amazing event. Want to give a shout-out to my man Dean. Coaching client, drove from Kansas. What's that, Dean? 6-7 hours or so. I know he listens to the show, so he's listening to this. 6-7 hours or so from Kansas. We could just chat, man, hang out, have a cup of coffee together. And then after the event, after I spoke, my other client, Angeline, and her husband, Carl, and their son, Colin, came. We went to dinner at, what's that called, the Keg Steakhouse in Dallas. Wow, best steak ever, man. Had the Kansas City. Woo! Anyway, two coaching clients just stopped by the event. We hung out. One of them had Dean hanging out. He helped me out, took some photos and video of the event for me. And then we chatted it up. And then Angeline took me to dinner. Man, just great people, dude. I mean, just great people. That's why I do what I do. I never felt that way in the corporate game. I'm not saying I wasn't grateful for what I did, but I always felt like I was pouring in my entire life and soul into a job that meant absolutely nothing, because I knew that if we didn't hit a sales quota, I was only as good as the last number we hit, you know? But when you start your own business and you start a movement and you get your brand going and you get your tribe built, it's just the gratitude pours both ways, man. It pours both ways. And I feel guilty because I feel it's all coming my way. Like, I feel I got to get more out. I'm like, no, Sam, you helped me, man. It's amazing. You just keep pouring everything out. But I'll tell you what, man, when you finally get going, and maybe you are going right now, maybe you're at $1 million business, or maybe you're at $500,000, I don't know, but maybe you're just getting started, you got to keep going. Because if you impact one person, it's not about just that one person. It's about everybody they go and impact. That's why a lot of people are like, what? You do one-on-one coaching. What about a group or webinar? Yeah, you know what? I tell people, I'm the doctor with the stethoscope around the neck making house calls one by one, because I know the results are there. The momentum's there. And if you can change one person's trajectory, I'm not saying I can change their life. They can change their life once they understand how powerful they are and how powerful their message is. Then go think of the people that they would impact, you know? And so I know that you can have a webinar with 1,000 people on it, and you can make a lot more money, and you can scale your business and all that. But what about focusing on a more intimate group of people that you know they're going to get results? Do you think you would get better results working with somebody in a one-on-one environment or 1 out of 500? I mean, come on, man. You know, we all deal with procrastination and focus, and we only have 24 hours in a day, and it's not the only product you ever bought or the only coach you ever have. So if you're going to be thrown into a big old group of people, and you better have the proper expectation that you're going to get big old group of people results, because you're certainly not getting the one-on-one attention from somebody. So when I was at Dallas and I spoke, I hit the stage around 2:30 in the afternoon and spoke for 90 minutes. And it was all about the Every Day is Saturday entrepreneurial message. And of course, my goal was to get everybody podcasting by the end of the event. But I wanted to make sure, regardless if they bought my product at the end that I offer, regardless if they ever did that, I wanted everybody in that room to leave thinking that they could go create an amazing message, regardless if they know how and everything's figure outable. I actually asked that question from stage. Do you believe everything is figure outable? Yes, I do. Great. So you can figure out all the tech stuff and how-to stuff. That's what YouTube's for, okay? But what nobody is going to do is hold your hand and say, hey, you got to have a tremendous passion for this, man. You have got to make today the day that you draw the line in the sand and say, hey, I'm done being average. I'm done with these crappy results I'm getting, or even good results. You know, good is the enemy of great. And so why would you settle just for good? That's a great book, by the way. What the hell is the name of that book? Good's the Enemy of Great, Jim Collins. From Good to Great. Shocker, that's the name. Read that book in 2004, From Good to Great. Jim Collins analyzed a number of companies about how some went from good to great and how others just got left behind because they couldn't do it. And good is the enemy of great. So if you want to just be good, go make 100 grand a year as a C-level executive or something. You know, that's good. That's not great at all because you're not doing what it is you love to do. You know, what's more exciting, telling people that you built a movement and you're creating, or telling people you're going to a job every day and maintaining like everybody else does? It's just, that's good, man. Great is when you have the ability to impact people's lives doing what it is that you love to do. And like I say, don't get caught up in, well, I don't know how to do this. Learn one thing. Go find somebody who doesn't know how to do that one thing and teach them how to do it. And they will pay you to teach them how to do it. Why? Because you're saving them time for them to have to go, and they would love to be held accountable to hitting that as well. That's why Uber and Lyft, these rideshare services, are billion-dollar companies now, starting from nothing, because what do? They save the number one thing that we cannot create more of, and that is time. They allow you to have time. You're not standing out on the corner trying to hail a taxi or waiting and wondering what time the taxi is going to be here. You know, when I traveled in hotels, I had to take a taxi somewhere. I'd ask the front desk, hey, how soon can we get a taxi here? And if it's not an airport hotel or it's not something that's in a big city, you could be looking at 40 minutes, 50 minutes, right? As opposed to opening up the Uber app and having somebody there in 5 or 10 minutes, some guy that or some girl that has a Toyota Camry that lives 2 minutes away. You know what I mean? So when you're able to save people time and you learn one thing and then go charge them money that let's flip that. They pay you money. They will gladly hand you money for you to save them time so they can learn what it is, that one thing that you know how to do. Doesn't matter if it's riding a bike, playing a guitar, driving a car, mowing a lawn, doing internet marketing, Facebook ads, Twitter, LinkedIn. It doesn't matter. Stop making it so damn complicated. You know, you don't need a website. I don't have a website. Let me back up. I have a website, everydayisaturday.com. How often do you hear me promote that? Hardly ever. There's an opt-in there. I've got a free 30-minute audio that you should listen to. It's called The Power of a Dream. And if you want to get emails from me, yeah, go to everydayisaturday.com. But I'm always sending you to my calendar, launchwithsam.com, to book the 30-minute call. That's the fastest way for you to get what you want. So I don't need a website. If I didn't have my website, it wouldn't matter one iota to me. It wouldn't, because I want everybody going to the calendar, because that is how they get the fastest results. We jump on a call, and from that call, they get 25 minutes of my brain and the best advice perfectly fit for them. And the last 5 minutes, I say, hey, can I talk to you about an opportunity how you and I can work together, and we could start tomorrow? Yeah, sure. At least tell me about it. Whether I can afford it or not doesn't matter. I want to hear about it. So do that. Go to launchwithsam.com, book your call, and I'll call you. But don't make it so complicated that you got to have this website and this big old funnel and all that. That's not how most people get started earning income online. I mean, look, if you were to build out a brick and mortar store, you're not going to go build out a $5 million operation. Maybe you get something in a little strip mall. The lease is $1,000 a month or $1,500 a month. And you start gradually. And what do? You focus on getting clients and prospects in the door. I would never build a brick and mortar store because I wouldn't want the pressure of having to wait people walk by and have to. I've had that before. You know, I've owned retail businesses. It sucks compared to online businesses because you just stare out the window hoping that people show up, you know, unless you're running advertising and traffic. But that's why 9 out of 10 businesses do fail in the first year. And if you're lucky to make it, doesn't mean you're making money. It just means you didn't go out of business that first year. Online business, in my opinion, especially coaching, consulting, speaking, is the greatest business because there's no barrier to entry relative to a lot of money. All you need to do is come up with what your zone of genius is and teach other people how to do it. I mean, I don't know any way, easier way to make money than doing that and feeling like you're adding value at the same time. So my takeaway, my thought in Dallas is that I am the luckiest guy on the face of the earth. I mean, there's nobody luckier than I am to get to go on a stage, to talk to people, to share a powerful message, to have amazing promoters to work with, partners in the business as well. Everything just feels good. And it never felt that way when I had a job. I felt like I was helping when I was a manager, but I felt like my time was just getting siphoned out. It's like I had zero quality time to my life. And if that's you, you got to flip the switch before it's too late, man. You got to flip the switch before it's too late, because the only thing you got that you can't replace is time. You can get any more money and get another car, you get another pet and get whatever you want, go on another vacation, get another credit card. You can't get time. And I would even drill that down further to quality time. And from the people, when I was, this is the last message, I'll wrap it up with the podcast today. But when I was, got back from dinner with Angeline and her husband and her family from the steakhouse, I made one more trip through the hotel lobby before I went to bed. Everybody making fun of me. I went to bed at 8 o'clock, but it was 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. They go, what are you doing? I'm going to bed, man. Go up, crashing. I got to get up at 3:30 in the morning. Plus, I probably go to bed at 9 o'clock on a good night, you know. But I made one more round through the hotel. One guy bought me a beer. Don't know what it was, but it tasted pretty good. It was like honey brown, but not honey brown. I forget what the name of the beer was. So I actually had the beer. Walked past another table of people that were talking about just what they have learned that day. And I just gave them a nugget, man, because they were like, well, how do I? I said, guys, remember this word, system. Okay, build a system. I'm not saying you got to build an intricate system, just build a system. Could be one page, get people on your calendar, but build a system. Because if people think that they got to be you to be successful, they'll never buy your product. They'll never join your tribe. But if they can see themselves doing it because you've developed the system that they can just plug into, now you're onto something. Now you're cooking with gas, as we call it. Cooking with gas! Hey, if you want to cook with gas, get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com. I'm fired up. It's Monday. I'm more blessed. I'm luckier than any human being on the planet, man. I feel like I'm grinning like I ate a banana sideways, man. It's the best way I can put it. Grinning like I ate a freaking banana sideways. We'll be back on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.